The 3 and 4 year old phase, the good, the challenging, and the awe inspiring. The 3 and 4 year old phase is at the same time my least and most favorite phase. I know it doesn't make sense to me either, but just hang in there while I try to explain myself. This is the phase in which most tiny people have more words and can express what is going on in their cute little heads. I love the level of communication. I love not needing to guess most of the time which color of cup is the favorite today. I love hearing their voices and all of the questions that they have as they try to make sense of their world. While some days I have no idea how one tiny human can make so many messes while looking so dang cute, most days I'm giggling and wondering what they will be when they grow up. What is God's plan for this big personality? My current 4-year-old is, to date, my most challenging. She is busy, has definite ideas of how she thinks her day should go, and is the only one that has thrown books, among other things, in the toilet. She is the only one that goes dark when she is doing something she shouldn't, and she is a master of hide and seek. FYI, no one declared a game of hide and seek. She probably has a leftover candy cane she is trying to devour before you realize she is gone. I wish I were kidding. I really want to enjoy this phase. I know it won't last. I know I might miss it when it is gone. I know that one day my house will be still and quiet. I also know that the days are long and the years are short, but I'm tired. Between Cheerios all over the place, half-eaten strawberries, and everything being sticky, can I get an amen? I'm tired. I want to be fully present in this phase, to soak it in, to remember what she looked like, sounded like, what all of her favorites were. I want to remember that adorable, can you guess where I peed this time, grin, and how she danced to all of Elsa's songs while she watched Frozen. At the same time, there are days that I long for bedtime for a quiet moment. Days I wish I were the type of wife who had a tracking app on my phone so I could watch my husband's progress as he made the journey home because I just want to go to the bathroom alone. But there is also so much joy in this season. Yes, I said that right. Joy. 3 and 4 year olds are hilarious. They say the best things, have big imaginations, and know that God is a big God who made everything. One thing I have loved is the big things she wants to pray for. When we lay down at night for her to sleep, we read a devotion from Foundations by Ruth Cho Simons, work on the memory verse, and then I ask her what she would like to pray for that day. Most of the time, it's something like all of the kids in our family and all of the kids in the world. This is a moment when I get to see a glimpse into the heart God gave her. She already has a heart for all of the kids in the world. And while this is still really basic and immature, it is a shadow of what is to come. If you are in this season of life with me, please know you can love it and be tired. Being tired and needing help or just needing 10 minutes alone doesn't make you a bad mom. You can want to soak it all in and long for bedtime. It isn't either or. It can be both. There is something I want to say to encourage you in this. Remember that God is our sustainer. He is right here with us during these seasons that are trying. These seasons of survival mode, God is often seen as our deliverer, but never forget that He is also the one who will and does sustain us in the valleys of this life. So while I don't think I would call the 3 and 4 year old phase a valley, it can definitely be a challenge. And God is right here with you as your sustainer and giver of rest. If you are looking for a community or someone to grab coffee with who is in a similar season of life, we'd love to connect with you and get to know you better. Below, you will find a few people that can't wait to meet you. Shoot us an email so you can make a plan.